us all what's going on in the world. This is the Doug Steffen Good Day program. I'm Dudley. And it's Roberta Fasanelli. Happy to have her along. There is Rich McFadden, who's at the controls in our studio in Washington. Ken Kessler is here as well, monitoring your social input on Facebook.com/Good Day Show, Twitter at Good Day. You can dial us at 888-302-DOUG. Everybody is here at your service and on your side to talk about the issues of the day. Number one on the hit parade is the relationship that we have with Russia. There was a thoughtful email that came from someone, sent to Doug at DougSteffen.com. The email had a thought in it. What if Mr. Putin decided to tell the good old U.S. of A, get your butt off the International Space Station, and by the way, find your own way home? Well, what happens then? Because we, as you know, depend on the Ruskies to get our astronauts back and forth to the International Space Station.
We use their taxi.
We use their, I guess it is an air taxi, yeah, you could call it that, to get back and forth. So do you think anybody in Washington is smart enough to be figuring this out? Or is this all just a game? Is this just a show?
Yes.
These guys are talking back and forth on the phone. Hey, let's have a little fun with this. We don't mind, Vladimir, if you take the Crimea, we'll figure out something else. We'll annex some other piece of property somewhere, and you can't put up a big fuss when we do it. Okay, is that a deal? Sure, that's a great deal. Let's do that. Is that what? It's possible, isn't it?
It's a game in that we mind, and they know that we won't do anything about it.
No, we're not going to do anything about it because, again, taking the practical approach, what happens? What happens if they say to us, "Screw you guys, we're not going to take your astronaut. We're not even going to bring the one home that's up there. He stays up there, or he flies home with Sandra Bullock or something. You know, that's it." End of story. All right, food for thought. 9 after the hour, Doug Steffen's Good Day program. Dr. Jack Stockwell is going to join us with a report on this meningitis outbreak that a Philadelphia student has died from. Is that the correct English? From? Yeah, I think so. Yesterday, we were talking about Kevin Trudeau. Remember, Kevin Trudeau was the infomercial king, made millions, tens of millions, hundreds of millions of dollars selling junk. Ideas sometimes were what he sold. Process was what he sold sometimes. Sometimes he had various products he was pushing as well. So if you go back over his history from when he first got started, he was fined $500,000 for false and misleading claims in 1998. With infomercials, including a hair farming system that was supposed to finally end baldness. It was a breakthrough that in, there was another one, 60 seconds could eliminate addictions. And then there was this Dr. Callahan who was studying quantum physics. I don't get that, Richie. What the heck was that? I'm looking here at the... that was in 1998.
Trudeau claimed that his addiction cure came from this guy who was doing some kind of quantum physics experiments and came across the cure accidentally.
Ah, okay. And then in June of 2003, the Federal Trade Commission filed a complaint against Mr. Trudeau and some of his companies, alleging that disease-related claims for Coral Calcium Supreme were false and unsubstantiated. Trudeau entered into a stipulated preliminary injunction that prohibited him from continuing to make the claims for this product, Coral Calcium Supreme. In the summer of 2004, court found Trudeau in contempt of court for violating the preliminary injunction that had been set up against him because he'd sent out a direct mail piece, produced an infomercial making some of the claims that he had been told not to make. He claimed that the coral calcium product could cure cancer, other serious diseases, and that a analgesic called Biotape could permanently cure or relieve severe pain. He also agreed to a lifetime ban on promoting products using infomercials. He's the only person ever banned by the FTC from selling a product on television. 2007, FTC filed another complaint against Trudeau and the companies that marketed the weight loss cure they don't want you to know about. Trudeau claimed the weight loss plan outlined in the book was easy, could be done at home, you could eat anything you want, When consumers bought the book, they found it described a complex plan that required intense dieting, daily injections of a prescribed drug that's not easy to get, and lifelong dietary restrictions, yada, yada, yada. Yeah, so he's in jail for 10 years.
Yeah, you got... Dr. Trudeau and the Traveling Medicine Show, get your miracle salve here.
Well, yeah. You know what?
The Old West and the wagon that pulls through town with the cure-alls.
Yeah, right. Yeah, the snake oil.
Yeah, there's a snake oil vendor.
See, I don't think he should have gone to jail. I think this is buyer beware stuff. I think the government's way overstepped, even if he is a slimewad.
Right.
Even if he is a liar, even if he is a cheat. That the public takes care of that or not. He's a salesman. There are any number of products on this program. They're on, they buy their time, and they sell their product. I don't know if what they're selling is true or not. Nobody's going to send me to jail for opening this stuff on the air.
Well, you do in that a lot of the products you sell, you use.
Well, those are the hair stuff. Now, my hair stuff actually works. It isn't mine anyway. It's a product I've been asked to sell, but I know it works because I'm using
You're
it myself.
You're pretty good about saying, okay, you have this vitamin, send it to me, I want to start taking it.
Yeah, yeah.
And you do.
Right, I do. And so I'm a credible, but he was always, he came across as too smooth, too slick. People didn't like him for any number of reasons. But, and by the way, he wasn't a very likable guy anyway.
I agree with you, though.
But you don't send people to jail because they're not likable. After all, we'd send Roberta to be in jail a long time.
They sent him to jail because he's ripping people off with unsubstantiated claims of...
Buyer, beware. That could be, you could go into a Macy's and buy a jacket that's supposed to last you for 3 years wearing it constantly, and it rips after the first year. You go back and you get your money back.
Right.
You don't send Macy's, the people who run Macy's, to jail. Right?
No, but it gets into different territory when you're making medical claims that you have a pill that can cure cancer.
But it doesn't, and people will soon find that out and spread the word about it.
I'm not sure that it doesn't, frankly. I wouldn't be sure that it wasn't. Where's the proof? There was somebody who said, it didn't work.
But the flip side of that is, what if it does?
Yeah, thank you.
That it proves it. And
right. Just because I'm the number one guy when it comes to this sort of thing. The government says that raw milk is dangerous, which is bull crap. And yet a lot of people have had a lot of trouble. Go look at Farmageddon and some of the other movies that have been made about what the government does to chase people out of business. I'm not buying this about Trudeau at all. Like him or not, that isn't the point. The point is that he got railroaded and ramrodded. Whether he was right or wrong, he never really proved.
And he's a dirtbag and a slimebag. It's just a matter of whether the government should be deciding whether the products that are sold to us and marketed to us, whether somebody should go to jail for them.
Yep.
Now, if he's out there killing people,
nobody died from anything.
This Toyota story. Yeah. Toyota's got to pay, how much is it? $6 billion for the brake pad thing.
Yeah, right. Nobody's going to jail though.
The report. Well, they could have. The report came out that it wasn't really Toyota's fault.
Yeah.
So why is the government still fining them and threatening jail and General
Motors? The government is out of control. Too much government. All right, let's
$1 billion
for a moment, and then we'll talk about this meningitis problem in Philadelphia with Dr. Jack Stockwell, who joins us right after these words.
Policies issued by American General Life Insurance Company, Houston, Texas. Not available in all states. For details, visit AIGdirect.com.
So I knew it was important to have life insurance to protect our family, but I was putting it off. But then yesterday, a girlfriend of mine asked me, point blank, what would happen if you lost your husband? How would you pay the bills? The mortgage? The car payments? Food? And that's when it really hit me, and I realized I needed to get us life insurance. Right now. So I called AIG Direct, and in less than 5 minutes, I had a quote. I was shocked at how affordable it is. Just $18 a month for $250,000 of term life coverage. I feel so much better knowing the kids and I are protected. And my husband was so happy I got the quote.
Save up to 70% when you get term life insurance through AIG Direct. Call now for a free, no obligation quote. It only takes 5 minutes, and you could save up to 70%. 1-800-322-1427. That's 1-800-322-1427. Call now. 1-800-322-1427.
I had crunchy Velveeta breakfast biscuits this morning. Then what did I do? Did a sit-up, did my makeup, late to train, so I stood up, made a guy think I was into sports. Sports! Had a meeting where we met, then a meeting after that, took a break, and then we had another meeting.
That didn't rhyme. yeah, sorry. Those meetings left my brain a bit blurred.
Crunchy Belvita breakfast biscuits are made with delicious ingredients and carefully baked to release steady energy all morning long. Belvita.
Morning, Wynn.
The Dr. Jack Stockwell program, supported by Doug Steffen. Jack is here, the Forbidden Doctor newsletter. You want to check that out. A lot of great information. JackStockwell.com. Okay, a couple of things as time allows here. There was a student who died of meningitis. The feds say this student killed by the same type of meningitis that caused an outbreak at Princeton. This young lady, a sophomore from Pittsburgh, been in contact with Princeton students, and so now there is this worry about all of the meningitis B strain, vaccinations, all that other stuff. What do you make of stories like this, Jack?
Well, as when I heard you mention this during the last segment, I kind of got on the internet and started looking here. A rare strain. So here's a person who obviously was around other people, mm-hmm. family, friends, roommates, colleagues, whatever. And all of a sudden, they have a very rare strain of meningitis showing up. You know, unless you know their long-term history, nutritional history, accident trauma history, blood work history, any other kinds of medications or problems they've had in the past, it's very difficult to look at a small window of now and figure out what's going on now unless you know what's brought her up to this point. Does she
talking about her immune system, maybe that sort of
exactly
thing?
Exactly. That's exactly yeah. That's what I'm going after here.
Yeah.
Because what about all the other people she's been around?
Mm-hmm.
And people she's hugged or people she's kissed or people she's shaken hands with or shared food or anything like this. She's the only one who's come down with this. So there's some aspect inside of her own immune response that was weakened to allow this to take place. And meningitis is really serious stuff.
Very serious. Stuff.
Yeah,
and the news media is happy to scare the hell out of everybody by running that story without explaining what you just explained.
Yes. And so the meningitis, obviously the itis is the inflammation of the meninges. There's these three coverings of the brain itself, the outer one, the middle one, and the one that's very intimate to the neuronal tissue itself, the neurons.
Mm.
And it contains the cerebral spinal fluid, and it provides all kinds of nourishment and oxygen in a very, very sterile environment for the brain cells. And when this thing begins to be infected, when there's some kind of inflammation that takes place in here with the central computer of the human body, then you've got some serious problems. And that's why apparently she went out pretty quick once she contracted this problem.
Right.
And there's different strains of meningitis, but they're all serious. Yeah. Any one of them can kill you.
Mm-hmm.
But it's not easy to get meningitis simply because the brain itself is so well protected with these three layers of barriers that protect it from the outside world. So there's all, like you were saying there, and as I said earlier, there's all kinds of information we're not getting here. We're just getting the scare factor here.
Well,
so that we want to run out and get our meningitis B vaccine.
No, I think what we want to do is qualify. I mean, it's like we were talking with Kevin Trudeau and all the things that he was selling that had to do with a cure for this, and you'll never get sick if you take that. Those are claims that are made by a lot of people, a lot of products, and they don't go to jail. One of the things that is your job, you, the consumer, is to check this stuff out. Don't believe everything. I mean, that's one of the main messages that Jack has for you at his website, jackstockwell.com. All kinds of things that are not hard to understand, but you got to be exposed to them first. You got to use your noggin, use your brain. Jack, I want you to stay with us for a few minutes. I want to talk about a trend in medicine that's occurring, especially in rural America. And we got a question about Alzheimer's, too.
Yes.
About 21 past the hour here on Good Day.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document, worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong, or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call, and how much will it cost? Our friends at LegalShield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average 19 years of experience, Legal Shield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to Legal Shield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let Legal Shield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE, 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for under $30,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet under $30,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL.
Lock in your price now. Take delivery in spring.
866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
Now 23 after Doug Steffen's Good Day program, we have extended time with Dr. Jack Stockwell today because, by the way, he's a well-known NUCCA chiropractor. I went to a chiropractor friend of mine here in Los Angeles yesterday, Jack, you'll appreciate this, and I told him about my relationship, my friendship with you, and about NUCCA chiropractic. He lit up. Wow, there aren't many of those guys around. How did he? Oh. This guy must be really smart. Yada, yada, yada. I said, I didn't tell him anything.
You didn't disillusion him.
No, didn't do that at all. Okay, a couple of things here that require some time and study. One of them has to do with a report that many of you may have seen today already about women being more influenced, if you will, more affected by Alzheimer's disease than men. The report coming out, which makes up a study of most of the cases, but not only is it that women are getting more Alzheimer's, but it's more expensive to apparently take care of them. This report from the Alzheimer's Association suggests Alzheimer's disproportionately affects women. I think the number here is they're like one in six
chance in women over 60, yeah, as opposed to one in 11. And they're saying women have a better chance of getting Alzheimer's than breast cancer after age 60.
That's part of the story here. We have all this news media hype on breast cancer because of the Susan G. Komen
Foundation. It's a great marketing machine.
And all of those. Yeah, right. It's very something to be very passionate about. I certainly am because I've had people in my family who have died from it. But yet, and I've not had anybody in my family die from Alzheimer's. That sort of flies in the face of the stats.
Both of my grandmothers did.
Of Alzheimer's, not breast cancer.
Well, Alzheimer's didn't kill them, but it led to their...
Well, it does essentially kill you.
Yeah, right.
Sooner or later.
So, Jack, I mean, what about it?
Here, let me put an idea out there. There's a process inside the human body called apoptosis. And that's the programmed death of a cell. Certain cells in the body live longer than others, as you well know, but inside that cell is the genetic programming for that cell to die and another cell to take its place. We know in cancer conditions, the apoptotic effect is denied. It doesn't take place. These cells go on living and living and living. Now, inside the brain, there is this particular thing called the beta amyloid peptide. And it is supposed to break down and pass away, and because on a regularly scheduled program. And what happens with women, especially the estrogenic effect, because they have an awful lot more estrogen in them than men, estrogen usually will help to allow the apoptotic effect to take place, the programmed death of these peptides inside the brain. And we know that the mitochondrial toxicity of amyloid beta peptide is what gives us the Alzheimer's problem. It gets inside the cell, it gets inside the brain cell, into the mitochondria, which is the powerhouse, the coal-burning plant of energy inside the cells. And when these things don't turn over as they're supposed to, this toxicity builds and builds, and the cells start dying en masse. If you've ever seen the pictures of someone who has passed away because of Alzheimer's, and you look at those autopsy pictures, it looks like a shrunken, wilted walnut.
Yeah.
It's half the brain is gone because of this spread of the toxicity. So they're looking at the estrogen effect that's supposed to trigger apoptosis to take place that isn't taking place, and that's where one of the big areas of research are taking place now.
Pretty interesting. All right.
So women obviously have more estrogen.
Right. Okay. One of the things that is important, I think, in the general community of medicine, understanding how rural America is being served or not with the healthcare products and doctors and whatever. So provider shortages are requiring people to come up with different sorts of care. And I think that
they're actually introducing a bill in Congress to try and advance telemedicine to help people in rural areas get care using Skype.
Right.
See, okay. this is the rotting down of the old Hill-Burton Act from back in the Roosevelt days that made sure every single county had medical services for the citizens of that county and every county in the United States. What we're going to do now, as a part of the new movement towards automated health care, is to get somebody in front of a TV set instead of in front of actual palpable fingers of an investigating physician to find out what's really wrong with you. They're going to talk to you about your symptoms over a TV set or a computer screen, Skype, whatever, and go from there and send you to the local pharmacy.
Right. In some situations, isn't that better than what
in some situations? Well, some people might get exposure that didn't before.
When the doctor tells you to turn your head and cough, how are you going to do that on a screen?
Well, obviously, that is the circumstance where you need to go to the doctor.
That's right. Pulse, blood pressure, blood work, all these extra things that we want to check into. How are we going to be able to do that over a computer screen?
Yeah, not going to be able to.
Tell me what's wrong. Oh, it sounds like this. Go get these pills.
Yeah, exactly. How are you going to have a digital rectal exam on a television screen? All right. Thanks, Jack.
All right, guys. We're a pap smear.
Amazon.com has changed how we shop and read. Its founder is Jeff Bezos.
He's so forward-thinking and so ruthless that he's really indifferent to the opinions of others.
I'm Avery Nellis. This is Primetime Focus. AARP editor Alan Fallow is reading a fascinating biography of Amazon CEO. It compares the e-commerce pioneer with Bill Gates, Steve Jobs, and even Henry Ford, and it explores Bezos' obsession with the long view.
For example, Jeff Bezos has initiated something called the Clock of the Long Now.
That could run for 10,000 years. Bezos also has a space exploration company, and he recently bought the Washington Post.
He probably plans to redefine media, and will show us how to do that with the changes he makes at the Post.
The biography is the Everything Store. To buy it, go to Relentless.com. Jeff Bezos also owns that URL, and it takes you right to Amazon. That's Primetime Focus, brought to you by AARP. Hear all our programs on the web at aarp.org.
Great minds think alike. The network for the independent minded. The Genesis Communications Network. GCN.
Yeah?
Did you want to see me, sir?
Well, I did, but now that I do, I'm not so sure.
Sir?
Johnson, I got a mission for you that could change your life.
Oh, good, sir.
It involves traveling halfway around the world without so much as half a clue of where you're going or what you're going to do when you get there.
Situation normal, sir?
Uh-huh. Right, I'll be leading this mission, Johnson, so I'll be telling you what to do.
You, sir?
That's right, Johnson, and I say first things first.
Oh, good plan, sir.
And what I say is first is food. Always remember that, Johnson. Food is a big deal.
Sir, my brother-in-law can get us a really good deal on some surplus MREs.
Johnson, if you've got half a brain and that empty head of yours, you'll call the freeze-dry guy like I did. That food is better for you, rehydrates faster, and it's good, Johnson. And it keeps for up to 30 years.
Will we be gone that long, sir?
Well, I hope not. Now, get your supplies organized and meet me down at the pier at dawn on Sunday. We sail at sunrise.
Yes, sir.
This adventure is brought to you by the freeze-dry guy. Call 866-404-3663 or visit freezedryguy.com.
For years, you've been hearing about Herbal Healer Academy and how it's remained the leader in effective alternative and natural medicine and education. But how can they continue to hold that title for years on end? The answer is high quality and huge selection. Just visit herbalhealer.com and shop online or request a free catalog. You're bound to find the alternative you're looking for. Did you know that Herbal Healer carries the latest, safest, and effective weight loss products? You can also count on Herbal Healer for the largest selection of safe and natural supplements just for children. And don't forget your pets. Herbal Healer even has natural mineral supplements for all your animals, including horses, cows, and birds. Take a peek at their online calendar, and you're sure to find everything you need and maybe something you didn't realize you needed. Visit HerbalHealer.com and don't forget to sign up for the free Herbal Healer newsletter. HerbalHealer.com, working with the power of nature.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Good day, 33 after the hour. Lots of conversation for you, and it was just the four of us sitting here talking among ourselves. Probably wouldn't be much different conversation than we have with millions of people listening to us. This is the place to go. More people, more radio stations listen to this program in the morning than any other radio program. You can catch us later in the day on podcast1.com, podcastone.com. The essence of what goes on the program is there for you listening and dancing. Well, actually, not dancing because there's no music, Richie, right? Can't be dancing there.
That's right.
Allison Sweeney, who is a lovely lady, is going to be with us.
Almost a co-host of the program nowadays.
Loser. I like her a lot.
Yeah, she's
she's here every few months. Meanwhile, we're following the important news, the facts and the stories, the suggestions, the insinuations, the opinions. 888-302-3684. Email to any of us at DougStefan.com. You can go to Facebook.com/Good Day and also Twitter at Good Day. The report now on what really happened to the plane. Roberta has, this is it, we know now what happened to the plane.
Well, we don't know exactly.
Oh, come on, Roberta, don't be a killjoy.
This is actually an article that just appeared in the last couple of hours on Google Plus and on Wired. It's written by a guy by the name of Chris Goodfellow. He's a 20-year experience as an instrument-rated pilot for multi-engine planes. So, you know, this guy knows what he's talking about. And he's talking about the plane from a pilot's perspective. And his theory is this, is that a fire broke out in the cockpit, and what pilots are trained to do is they're trained to know exactly what airports are around them at all time. What is the closest and safest airport to land the plane? Because if there's a fire on a plane, the number one thing they have to do is get that plane on the ground. That's primary in a pilot's mind. And he says the closest airport was an airport directly on that heading that when the plane turned around and started heading westward. They said that appeared to be the heading for the closest airport, a 13,000-foot airstrip at Palolongkawi, it's called. And he did say the pilot didn't turn back to Kuala Lumpur because there was an 8,000-foot ridge to cross. This was an airport that was directly in line that the plane could land in. And the other thing that pilots do when there's a fire on board is they pull all the electrical circuits, because most of the time any type of fire is an electrical fire.
Yeah.
So they pull all the electrical circuits and they start bringing them back on one by one. So that would explain why the transponders and everything went out, because there was a fire. They pulled all the circuits. The pilot turned the plane to get to the nearest airport that he could safely land that size plane. And then what it appears to be is that they were overcome by smoke. The plane was on an automatic heading, and that's why they're saying it's probably now somewhere, you know, in the south there, in the sea by Antarctica, in that area, most likely. It probably just kept flying till it went down. And even the erratic flight paths, if the plane went up to 45,000 feet and then dove all the way down to 23,000, they said that could have been, they could have been bringing the plane up there with as less oxygen to try to get the fire out that way, but then the plane most likely would have stalled at that air, at that height, because there's not enough oxygen molecules to keep the plane in the air at 45,000 feet. So it would stall, and it would dive down to the lower altitude, and then they managed to get the plane started again. But then it could have been everybody was overcome. The plane just went on autopilot and just kept flying till it ran out of fuel and crashed into the ocean.
Nonsense.
So this article is very convincing. And it's written by an experienced pilot.
It's nonsense. The plane, when you go to 45,000
feet. The plane was hit by a meteor.
Abducted by aliens. 45,000 feet, but then they lost it. It was on their tractor beam.
All these reasonable explanations are just pure nonsense.
There is nothing reasonable about expecting that a plane is going to run out of oxygen at 45,000 feet when most of the military. Roberta. Most military.
It can't fly.
Roberta.
The fire. Kill the oxygen.
Right. Yeah. When you go to the old Concorde flew at 100,000 feet. The U-2 flew at 110,000 feet. The essence of most of the military planes.
They're smaller planes, Doug. This is a large plane with big engines.
Yeah.
And it needs a certain amount of oxygen. I think 42,000 feet was like the absolute limit that plane could fly.
All right, what else is going on?
All right, the Ukraine. Thank you, Richie.
Yeah, you're welcome.
I didn't want to get into another argument with Roberta. I've only
because you know I'm right. So actually, that's right. Yeah.
How many arguments have we had today, though? We haven't had too many arguments today.
No, we haven't.
The Prime Minister of the Ukraine called Russia's annexation of Crimea a robbery. Moscow, they're not looking at it the same way. Vladimir Putin is a hero. He has announced that the Autonomous Republic of Crimea will join the Russian Federation. This sounds like a space. Mm. It sounds like, what is from Star Wars? What's the Federation of Bad Guys?
Oh, yeah.
You know what they were called?
Star Wars.
Bad Guys. The Evil Empire, right? After all, 97% of Crimeans voted for the change, right? No, 97% of the Russians who are Crimeans voted. That does not include the Tartars. They didn't vote at all.
I love their sauce.
Yeah, it's very good. Good. But I have a lot of fish there in Crimea, yeah. Rishi. That's where it came from. All right, so that's enough. Hey, the billion-dollar settlement, the Toyota Motor Company has agreed to, I think it's $1.2 billion over their disclosure of a safety problem. The announcement we made today, Toyota will put this probe behind them because it cost them so much money to handle the litigation. They just said, okay, we'll pay. See, this is another example, and you brought this up earlier, Richie, of the government browbeating somebody company.
Well, in this circumstance, the studies that they did ended up finding that it wasn't Toyota's fault, that it was the driver error in most cases. They could never prove that it was actually Toyota's fault. I'm not a Toyota fan, but unless you can pin something on me, I'm not paying you a nickel.
Right.
But to defend yourself against the U.S. government costs a lot of money.
A lot of money.
So maybe it's cheaper just to pay $1 billion to get away with it.
There you go. The breast cancer and Alzheimer's study, interesting. If you're a woman over 60, you've got a 1 in 6 chance of getting this disease. That's twice the rate of breast cancer. But how many people knew that? Because there isn't a lot of information. This gets a lot of print today and attention today. But what happens in the future when the Susan G. Komen people come out with their pink ribbons and start beating on you for money? You're going to give money to them and not to the Alzheimer's Association. Maybe you ought to think twice about that.
When you have 1 in 6 chance as a woman and 1 in 11 chance as a man, I have a feeling this is going to get a little bit more attention.
All right, the high school senior, Remember the what? What did you say?
What?
You talking to me? Oh, you're talking
to high school senior.
No,
yeah.
Then take a break. Story, and then we'll go to Allison. The high school senior who sued her mother and father a couple of weeks ago for financial support, college tuition, last week made up with her folks and yesterday officially dropped that lawsuit. Rachel Canning ran away after her parents forbid her from seeing her boyfriend. They took away her phone. They took away her car.
I'm going to sue you. They took away her boyfriend, too, which I think probably started all of this.
Right. He's probably right. All right.
I'll show you, Mom and Dad.
Allison Sweeney from The Biggest Loser is going to help you look and feel great. Because she looks and feels great. I don't know how she feels, but I think she looks great.
Hey, easy.
No, but I mean feel.
Yeah, I know what you mean.
A good immune system, and she's healthy and that kind of stuff, Richie. I don't think anything other than that. She's taken it, so am I. So, at any rate, Allison Sweeney from The Biggest Loser is here. And I want to find out when. Did she decide not to continue on Days of Our Lives? Didn't she tell us that last time she was here?
I can't remember.
That? All right, we'll find out in a minute. Allison Sweeney, up next here on Good Day.
Really? No way. Hey, I'm Eric from Sam Adams. Here to get craft beer drinkers' reactions as they secretly taste Sam Adams Boston Lager.
It's got a good body.
It's got a great taste.
It's very smooth. I like that.
You think you've had this beer before?
No.
This is Sam Adams Boston Lager.
Sam Adams! Like,
that was good. Yes. Sam Adams.
That's easy to drink.
It's tasty. It's a very flavorful, drinkable beer.
Smooth, but it does have flavor.
I love a Boston Lager.
What this tested is it put Sam Adams back on the map for me.
Boston Beer Company, Boston Mass. It was Boston.
Eating too much, eating the wrong foods, even sleeping in the wrong position can give you an upset stomach. After eating, what do you do when you have that queasy, uneasy, refluxy feeling? Take a Gutsy Chewy tablet. Gutsy Chewy is an all-natural oral and digestive supplement which enhances your body's defense against heartburn, reflux, and helps maintain oral health. Go from that after-eating feeling of gut burn and gut bloat to gut good with all-natural Gutsy Chewy. Learn more at GutsyProducts.com. That's GutsyProducts.com.
Would you wait a week for your shower to get hot? Would you wait up to a week to feel maximum relief from your nasal congestion? Nasacort Allergy Nasal Spray could take that long. But if you're congested now and you want powerful relief now, Afrin No Drip starts working in seconds and keeps working for 12 hours. So why wait up to a week for maximum relief from your nasal spray when you can start to get relief in seconds with Afrin? Afrin, powerful congestion relief without the wait. Use as directed.
All right, there's a perfect entree. Talking about weight, et cetera, et cetera. It's the 17 before the hour. Allison Sweeney joins us again from The Biggest Loser. And I asked sort of on the air, I don't know if you heard me or not, Days of Our Lives. Didn't you tell us when you were here a few months ago you were getting off of that? Do I remember that or not?
Well, I did announce recently that I will be leaving the show at the end of this year, yes.
Why?
Well, I've just decided that it's time for me to move on and, you know, explore some of the other fun things I want to try
you're
in my
busy
career.
Girl, you got a lot of things going on. I mean, you're I don't want to say you're everywhere, but you have a lot of things going on, don't you?
Yeah, I do manage to stay very busy, and I'm really enjoying, you know, I have a new novel coming out in June, which I'm really excited about, and I'm really excited to be partnered with Arm & Hammer today, and so there's a lot of things going on that I'm keep me busy.
Okay, hold on just a second. I want to make sure you're partnered with Arm & Hammer and not Army Hammer.
Well, that wouldn't be bad either. No, I'm working with Arm & Hammer because, you know, one of the things that I think most important in every aspect of my career, and you could argue including radio, you guys have to post photos and whatnot, right?
Yes.
Is your smile and just making sure that you have a confident smile and that inner radiance, you know, comes out. And so I'm really happy to be working with Arm & Hammer, Truly Radiant Toothpaste and Spin Brush, because it helps me achieve a strong and healthy and white smile that makes me feel good when I get out there and do all those different red carpets and whatnot.
All right, so in terms of, just let's spend a second on your career, and then I want to talk about some of the things that have changed in your life. How much time would it take you to do a show like Days of Our Lives, and how much time does it take to tape the segments of The Biggest Loser? How does that work in your life? Take us through a day, maybe.
Like the average day of Natalie Sweeney's life. So, for example, sometimes you have to be at work at Days of Our Lives at 6:15 in the morning to get ready to shoot the show at starting 7 or 8:45, and then they would arrange my scenes, like they would shoot out of order so that I would be done by 1 o'clock at days, so that I could get to the studio to shoot Biggest Scissor by 4 o'clock or 5 o'clock in the afternoon, and then I would rush to get ready to shoot that show. We would be on camera usually between 6:30 and 7, and finish there about midnight or 1 o'clock in the morning.
Great.
And then I would be back at work at Days the next morning at 6.
Wow. So when you go to Days of Lives, different. The Biggest Loser, you have a teleprompter in a sense to help you with some of it. When you do Days of Our Lives, did you know the lines when you went in the morning, or did you learn them as you were doing?
I only have a teleprompter at the live finale. I don't have a teleprompter at Biggest Loser, and we certainly don't have that or anything like that at Days. No, you have about 50 pages of dialogue that you have to memorize every day.
So do you do that as you're, again, I mean, how do you learn?
How do you do
some
that?
People do this easier than others. If you're rehearsing, do you find
I've been on Days for 21 years, so you do learn tricks and you learn how to memorize quickly. I mean, believe me, I wish I knew how to memorize when I was in high school taking exams as well as I do now. You plan ahead, like on the weekends, you definitely spend some time familiarizing yourself with the script, and then I actually have a pretty facile memory. So, like, the night before or the morning of, while I'm getting my hair and makeup, in about 2 hours, I can, like, brush it up and get ready to shoot the show.
Do you kind of wing it a little bit? I mean, do you basically remember the copy, the lines, and then just kind of go along with it, or can you do it verbatim?
It depends on the scene. There's some that really need you to be verbatim, and then there's some times where, look, if you forgot, if you go up, they would rather you try to, like, save it and keep going than stop the scene. I mean, we really don't have time for, like, a lot of second and third takes. So, you know, it is in your best interest, and it's certainly appreciated if you try to...
And you know the character, and you know the storyline so well. I mean, even if you wing it, you're going to be close to what they want.
But the winging it is always like, it's not that you don't remember, it's that I'll start a sentence and then realize that I conjugated the word in, like, a word in the past tense. So now I have to, like, conjugate the rest of the sentence, but, like, I have to keep going down that road, like, trying to stay with what I did. Hoping that it works, and everyone laughs because they can see me thinking it through, and sometimes it really works in the scene, and sometimes it's like this runaway train, and at the end I'm still talking and I'm like, no, I know, I give up. Uncle, stop. Right.
So we need to touch on the story about the Biggest Loser and the past winner here, who a lot of people think lost a little bit too much weight and started looking at whether what you're doing is really healthy for everybody. And I know you guys go to a lot of lengths to make sure that you're keeping everybody healthy, but how did you guys address that?
I think the most important thing that we talk about with the Biggest Loser is that we're providing people with information and the tools that they need to make healthy changes. The contestants who come to us are morbidly obese and definitely on a path towards being incredibly ill, if not, you know, death, a shorter lifespan. I mean, it's really quite shocking what Dr. H discovers with their health. But it is always about choices, you know? I mean, however that unfolds from there is really, everybody having to make the best choice they can for themselves. I think Rachel, if you Google a picture of how she looks today, she looks fantastic. She was on the Today Show about 2 weeks after the win, looking lovely, looking beautiful, and I think she sort of acknowledged that in her enthusiasm to win, you know, maybe she got a little bit carried away, but she wants to live a healthy life, and she is proceeding to do that, and we're super proud of her.
No, there's no denying it's a motivating show to watch if you have to lose some weight, and it does give you information. So
I think Allison helps to motivate a lot of people as well with her own lifestyle. There are a lot of people who are paying attention to you.
Thank you.
And how you look and how you are working through a lot of these.
Kind of a neat thing. I guess for me, it's like one day at a time, you know, and I feel like I just try to live my life the best I can, and the biggest loser philosophy really is like, it's just that idea of balance and finding a lifestyle that you can stick to rather than, you know, a really strict, harsh diet that, I don't know, that for me, I would end up giving up on in 2 weeks.
Allison Sweeney, you can follow her on Twitter at Ali_Sweeney.
We travel so much, and having a fake TV, well, it gives added peace of mind.
Burglars look for houses that appear to be easy targets, but fake TV can fool even professional burglars into thinking someone is home watching television.
As a recent widow living alone, it gives me great peace of mind to set my fake TV near a window and know that passing motorists and pedestrians will think someone is home watching TV when I'm actually away from home.
Fake TV easily plugs into any outlet, just like a light on a timer.
And they're so easy to use. You just plug them in and they're ready to go. Plus, they're so affordable that we have one upstairs and downstairs.
Fake TV is only $29.95 with free shipping. Order your fake TV by calling 877-5-FAKE-TV or go to faketv.com. That's 877-532-5388 or faketv.com. Fake TV, the burglar deterrent.
Question: could too many GMO foods and toxins be overloading your digestive and immune systems? Answer: yes. If you are searching for a powerful detox that's gentle enough to use every day, use Pro-EM1 from Terriganics. Pro-EM1 is a powerful liquid probiotic that uses good bacteria to suppress pathogens and gently eliminate toxins from your body. A healthy digestive system will cleanse and remove toxins, support weight loss, improve absorption of food nutrients, and aid in controlling yeast and other infections. Pro-EM1 is made with only non-GMO and certified organic ingredients, has no preservatives, and is dairy, soy, wheat, and gluten-free. Pro-EM1 is the key to your digestive health. Order Pro-EM1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganix.com, spelled TERRAGANIX.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Also available through Amazon Prime. Pro-EM1 from Terraganix. Life's getting better.
Swing on a star, carry moonbeams home in a jar,
and be better where you are.
Or would you rather be a fish?
The United States government just asked us to save the world. Anybody want to say no?
All right, so our focus, obviously, in Movie Moments today is on Bruce Willis, because today is Bruce Willis's 59th birthday. The Swingin' on a Star, actually, he sung that with Danny Aiello. Is that the right?
Danny Aiello, yeah.
But he sung it. He sang it. From Hudson Hawk.
Love this movie.
Like the Pan. I actually thought it was an okay movie.
It's a great movie.
Frankly.
Yeah.
All right, so Chuck Curry, our movie man, is here. It seems to me you're the culprit who's always putting down Hudson Hawk, if I remember correctly. Is that right?
No, Chuck likes Hudson Hawk, and he's not here today. I told you that.
Chuck, oh, you did tell me that. Yes, I forgot all about that.
He doesn't listen.
What? Roberta. Wait a minute. Where's the button? Push that button.
They want me to do things for them.
I think that they know that you're one of these very rare people who can see them. So you need to help them.
What if they don't want help?
I don't think that's the way it works.
All right, so what did you... first of all, Roberta, what's the name of the movie that clip came from? Remember?
I See Dead People.
Oh, right, exactly. And it turned out... Why do we have such low volume on Roberta Ritchie?
I see dead people.
Because she was going, I see dead people.
That movie was a surprise. I didn't see it coming. Did everybody else see it coming?
That's not the name of the movie, though. What was the name of the movie,
Sixth
Ken?
Sixth Sense.
Yeah.
Oh, I thought this was like one of those, you know, callers had to call in, and if I blew out the name, you'd get mad at me.
No, I was very interested in this movie. I don't know how many other people, everybody's probably seen it, but was everybody else taken by this movie, or did you?
The Sixth Sense. Yeah, you were knocked on your rear end when you at the end when you realized he was dead too.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. What about you, Kenny? Did you figure it out, or did you know it?
I didn't figure it out, but well, I sort of did because before I got a chance to see it, everybody was telling me, "You will never guess, you will never guess." And I said, "What is he dead to?"
All right, one more famous movie clip from Bruce Willis.
This has to be from Die Hard. If we're doing a the life and
why
Bruce
are you spoiling
Willis,
it just push
has
it
to be.
Sorry, Hans, wrong guess. Would you like to go for double jeopardy where the scores can really change?
Yeah.
This is Hans about to go out the window, I think. You know, that was his brother.
I was reading when they dropped Hans from the building
that
they had told, what's the actor's name?
It was in Love Actually.
Right. But, whatever it is. Yeah. That they were saying, okay, we're going to drop you in 5, 4, and then they dropped him to get his actual shocked reaction. So they dropped him like 3 seconds before they told him, before the countdown.
Right.
That's pretty cruel. Yeah, I like it, though.
Yeah. Well, it's good. Well, you got the take that they wanted.
Yeah.
All right, in a moment, we'll have some movie news here on Good Day. Stand by for that.
As a home buyer in today's fast-paced real estate market, you need a competitive edge. You need an advantage that helps your offer stand out from the rest. Hi, I'm Jay Farner, president of Quicken Loans, and I'm excited to tell you how to get just the edge you're looking for as a home buyer. This brand-new program is called Mortgage First, and it's exclusively from Quicken Loans. With Mortgage First, the name really says it all. Unlike a pre-approval, we'll verify your assets, income, and credit to underwrite you upfront, giving you the upper hand on the competition before you even start shopping. As a strong, confident buyer, you can stay focused on finding the right place for you and your family, knowing you're approved by Quicken Loans. To learn more about Mortgage First, call Quicken Loans today at 800-QUICKEN or go to quickenloans.com. That number again is 800-QUICKEN. That's 800-QUICKEN.
Restrictions apply. Rate terms and conditions may change until final loan approval. This is not an offer to lend. Call us for cost information. Equal housing lender. License in all 50 states. NMLS number 3030.
All right, so movie news today from Paramount Pictures that denied a report claiming Pope Francis canceled a meeting with Russell Crowe. It's in today's New York Post. It reports the Pope canceled because he was worried a meeting could become a huge spectacle. The studio behind Noah, which would obviously be why Russell Crowe is going to see the Pope, said there was never really a meeting scheduled. There had been a discussion about one, but the Pope never answered definitively. I suppose that's a good save on that one way or another.
I was about to say, why does Russell Crowe get to call the Pope and get a meeting with him?
Brittany Murphy's final film coming to the big screen before her death. Man, this was like 3 or 4 years.
4 years ago, yeah.
It was a movie that was shot called Something Wicked, which will hit the Regal Valley River Center in Eugene, Oregon on April 4th, then roll into theaters in that part of the world in the weeks after that.
One of the sweetest guests we've ever had on this show. She was so sweet.
Kind of like Victoria Mars. I mean, Veronica Mars in a way. They're hoping word of mouth will spread the interest in the movie. It has done that with Veronica Mars.
Whenever you have a dead person starring in a movie, it always gets some attention.
A little over a year ago, I began to do a lot of research into why, even though I had a pretty good-sized meal, that I was still starving. And my research led me to a well-known fact that most of the soils that we grow our crops on here in the United States and across the industrialized world are almost completely depleted of almost all of the key minerals and trace elements that our bodies need to rebuild themselves, fight off cancer, and be healthy. I then searched out the best vitamin and mineral company out there and discovered Youngevity. The Youngevity products are designed to give you the real nutrition you need, and once you've got that, you don't have to eat as much to be satisfied. I've lost 37 pounds in 2 months, simply getting the vitamins and minerals I need. Check it out for yourself. It's incredible. Go to InfoWarsTeam.com today and order your first canister of Beyond Tangy Tangerine Complete Multivitamin Mineral Complex Dietary Supplement. That's InfoWarsTeam.com.